Okay, let's just take a moment. When my buddhi and manas recognize myself as the source of ananda, means all the ananda, all of the experiences of well-being, that I've gathered from the world, that recognition that the source, the locus, of that experience of fullness or well-being, simply my own swoop or my own nature. This fact is really integrated into my whole mind. My mind, of course, turns toward that ananda, the ananda of my being. Even as an ajnani, my mind is always turning toward seeking out ananda. But that ananda is projected onto various objects in the world. The ananda, which is my own being, is taken to be external and therefore sought. When my mind, all parts of my mind, truly recognize ananda as my own being, then, as Swamiji says, my heart becomes as big as Ishwara, as Ishwara's heart. Since I'm not asking the world or my mind or my body, or my sense organs, to give me ananda, I can allow them all naturally to simply be as they are. My very swarupa, my very nature, is welcoming. Abhayam. Free of any sort of fear. Neither am I afraid of any being. There is no need to push them away. Nor is any being afraid of me. When my heart is as big as Ishwar, as Ishwar's heart, I have no conflict with Ishwar, no conflict with the creation. Others have the space to be as they are, because I don't need them to be otherwise. Ishwar has the freedom to be as Ishwar is. The body, mind, sense organs are Ishwar. The product of karma is Ishwar. The situations I find myself in are Ishwar. I am Ishwar. There is no other I. The I that I am is Ishwar. I am Ishwar. There is no other self. My heart is as big as Ishwar's, because there is no conflict. those parts of myself which have a conflict, I bring back to my knowledge. I bring back into my knowledge. The little ones who have a conflict, I bring back to myself. I dialogue with them, I care for them. I welcome them. My heart remains as big as Ishwar. Internally and externally, I welcome.